being nice as a leader helps to retain talent, which can be, you know, cost an organization a ton of money to replace talent. So it's better just to be nice and keep the people, the good people that you work with. But also it improves communication. It helps with company culture as well. And so whether you're C-suite or a manager or an individual in an organization, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it's all about treating people the way you want to be treated.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. Welcome back for another weekly episode of the Marketing with Empathy podcast. I'm so glad to have you with us today because we are going to talk about how leaders can be nice. And ultimately, it's going to be a conversation that will help you advance your own leadership skills. It will help your culture. It will help your teams. It will help you. So stick around because today's guest is Dave Delaney. He is an acclaimed keynote speaker, author of New Business Networking, creator of The Nice Method, which we're going to be talking about and unpacking today. He is the host of The Nice Podcast, which is in the Marketing Podcast Network. That this show is also in the Marketing Podcast Network. So definitely check out his podcast called The Nice Podcast. And he's also the founder of Future Forth. Dave is obsessed with helping fast-growing tech companies improve retention and culture with the NICE method. He's an acclaimed communications expert who has worked with clients including Google, LinkedIn, FedEx, UPS, and many more. He's also appeared in several business books and many articles. So I'm super excited to welcome to the show Dave Delaney. So welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Excellent. I'm super excited about this. You know, when you say being nice, I think everyone goes to like, you know, being polite and having nice manners, right? But you have created this whole thing called the NICE method. So just first, before we really unpack the NICE method, how, like big picture, how does being nice help someone be a better leader?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, Sarah. I think being nice as a leader helps to retain talent, which can be, you know, cost an organization a ton of money to replace talent. So it's better just to be nice and keep the people, the good people that you work with. But also it improves communication. It helps with company culture as well. And so whether you're C-suite or a manager or an individual in an organization, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it's all about treating people the way you want to be treated. So,
Okay. And I know today you've worked with an impressive list of big brands that I mentioned in the intro. So what got you on this path of doing the work that you do?
Well, I'm Canadian. So,
so this makes you extra nice.
Yeah, apparently. No, I think, you know, for me personally, I've worked in communications, marketing communications, really my whole career. And I did some soul searching and a number of years ago and really hit on the fact that actually I was speaking to some friends, kind of a little mastermind group, and they were like, "You're a nice guy. Just talk about being nice." And the more that I kind of dug into that sort of idea, I came up with this NICE method framework that I use to help organizations improve retention and communication and culture.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I want to dig in then to the NICE method more. So walk us through it. Like, tell us more about like, how does it work?
So, you know, I do a couple of different things, really, you know, besides podcasting and writing, as you mentioned, thank you, and writing and things like that. But when I work with an organization, what I do is I help really fast growing tech companies. And I do that by first gauging what exactly is going on behind the scenes. You know, often leadership feel that they have, you know, there's a reason why they've hired me in the first place. So they have concerns, they have problem areas they want to deal with, but also, you know, they don't want to be complacent in success as well. So, so part of that engagement involves my, observing, doing an anonymous survey with employees to find out exactly like what is going on, both from the leadership's point of view, but also from the team member point of view, and find out, you know, where are the pain points, and then making sure, or at least determining if they're aligned, and if they are, then developing a strategy to help alleviate that, or at least bring some light to the fact that maybe those issues are not quite clear or in sync. So with the NICE method, you know, really the core three key tiers of the NICE method. The first is to hear your team. The second is to avoid the wrecks. And the third is to celebrate and consider life outside the walls of your organization. So it's digging into all those three kind of key areas to improve communication and culture ultimately, and hopefully not lose team members in the process.
And NICE is an acronym, right?
It is, and okay, it isn't.
Tell me why.
well, like initially when I came up with it, I thought of the N as the needs assessment. So it's determining like where the pain points are. The I about increasing social and emotional intelligence. The C is communication mastery and like improving communication. And then the E is about empowering employees, and empathy is part of that, mm-hmm, as well. But it's funny because I sometimes when I deliver the ROI of NICE as a keynote or as an interactive, you know, presentation, if I do it like virtually, I do it quite a lot as a virtual talk. Sometimes I'll use third-party tools to be on the web platform be on the webinar platform to kind of engage with the audience. When I speak, I love to engage with the audience and kind of interact a little bit. And so I like to see what they think NICE could stand for as it applies to that. And so that's kind of fun to see what their mind, where their heads are at with it. So that's why I kind of answer.
Gotcha. Okay. So then hearing your team, avoiding the wrecks, celebrating like life outside the org. So who in general like benefits the most from going through the NICE method and the work that you do?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is everybody, because like I bring experience through my own career. I've worked for great bosses and I've worked for not so great bosses, and I've learned what to do and what not to do from those experiences and from talking to many people over the years about this stuff. And so ultimately it's great because like I want to help obviously the leadership of an organization, because they're the ones who are hiring me, and I want to make sure that they're getting the return on their investment in working with me. But at the end of the day, if they are using the NICE method, then their team members are going to be happier and they're going to be more connected. And I've been on the other end. I've been in the cubicle dealing with kind of a jerk boss and so forth. So it's a win-win that way, because then the team members also have better management and better workplaces and better culture and communication. So they're happier too. So that's why I was saying it's sort of a win-win all around.
Yeah. And you talk about the ROI of NICE, which I love. What is the ROI of NICE?
Yeah, the ROI of NICE. So part of it is, so SHRM did a study a number of years ago, the Society for Human Resources Management, and they found that it costs between 6 to 9 months an employee's salary to replace that person if they quit. So for an employee making like say $60,000, it costs the organization between $30,000 to $45,000 to recruit and replace that person, and multiply that by how many people you leave, right? Or who leave your organization. At futureforth.com, by the way, I have what I call the great resignation calculation. So I've actually built a little calculator on the website that factors in these numbers, so that because I'm terrible with math, really. so that way you can enter the salary of the person who you are concerned might be leaving, or somebody who's going to leave, or something like that, and get an understanding of just how much it's going to cost you. So take that number, apply the NICE method, and save having to spend that money. And that helps to start determine this return on investment.
Gotcha. And that's 6 to 9 months just for like the upfront on top of whatever the new salary is going to be for that person. Right. I mean, so that's the addition. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know from a ROI of NICE perspective, you have an amazing like free webcast on your website too that you offer. I listened to that in advance when I was prepping for our conversation today, which is so great. Tell everyone a little bit more about that, because I think that's a great way to go even deeper. I think everyone listening, I would say like today's conversation is sort of like a preview and teaser, and we'll get into some of it, but that goes into even more details. And then of course the most details would be like working directly with Dave. Tell us a little bit more about that webcast and where that is and what you cover in that.
Yeah. So the webcast is basically an on-demand 30-minute kind of quick version of the ROI of NICE keynote presentation that I do. So I speak at a lot of conferences and for private events as well. I speak at like retreats and things like that. I try to encourage companies to invest in retreats anyway, just because bringing your team members together. So if you go to futureforth.com, there's a link in the upper left corner or in the footer of the site to get to the webcast. And basically, yeah, you can sign up there. It's completely free. And it's basically a 30-minute version presentation. So it's visual, I get into exactly how you can take these. I give you ideas as a leader to apply right away today, to start improving everything at your work and with your team members. So I get into the NICE method framework. I share that. I get into topics around hearing your team and around avoiding the wrecks and around life outside the walls and how to apply all of that to the work that you do. So, you know, fix a sandwich, grab a coffee, and hit play and spend 30 minutes watching a short video, and you'll get an idea. But I include a lot of great free content in that. And so, yeah.
Awesome. There was two in particular that I really liked that I wanted to talk with you about here, which was you give a lot of great tips on how to like improve our communication skills with each other. Mm. And there was two that I thought were really probably relevant for my audience and things that we can just incorporate today in some conversation, I'm sure. And one, you called it the nice and then the other was, so what you're saying is. Could you give us an example of how to do each well? Because I think that these are just great examples to add to our communication toolkits as comms pros.
Yeah, no, that's great. So nice. And so I have a background with improv, actually. I studied at Second City in Toronto, where I'm from, and have performed improv over the years all over the place, Ireland, Scotland, the US, Canada. Fun. Yeah, I'm a bit of an improv nerd. I love improv comedy and stand up too. But
amazing. Sounds terrifying to me to do improv comedy because I'm not a funny person. So that is absolutely amazing that you were good at that and comfortable doing it.
The thing with improv, the beauty of improv is that it doesn't have to be. The point is not to try to be funny necessarily, but let the humor naturally come out. And so that's part of the performance side of it. So in improv, there's this rule called yes and I modeled nice and basically from yes and, but the way nice, the reason why I like nice and is it's a little more empowering and a little less, not less agreeable, but it's less with a yes, where you're going to say yes to every idea under the sun, in the workplace, instead using nice and works. So the way it works, in training, I get everybody involved to start sentences and have a dialogue using nice and. Now, of course, you wouldn't do this naturally, but this kind of gets into the mindset of leading with acceptance and being more empathetic in how you accept ideas. So give me like an inanimate object.
A book.
Okay. So I'll say, so all you have to do is say nice and then fill in the blank. So, hey, Sarah, I've got a brand new book.
Nice. And what is it about?
Nice. And it's about working and building a podcast network.
Oh, nice. And what is this network going to do for you?
Nice. And it will grow our business together because we're both on the network.
Oh, nice. And then we could like be on our shows and talk about it more.
Nice. And that's a great idea. And then we could sell the book and make millions of dollars. Nice.
And then I go to Hawaii. That sounds amazing.
Excellent job. Round of applause for Sarah. Thank you. Yay. So, but so the way Nice And works, right, is that you are accepting, you're accepting things. So what happens in the reverse of this is that, and what happened to me in a job once is I offered an idea for a product, to the boss and in front of like the whole team. And the boss, instead of saying nice, and he said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so naturally I did not share any other ideas in my tenure there, and just felt like a big jerk. Yeah. So he could instead. So the idea here is not to obviously accept every idea under the sun. That would be crazy. But as a leader, if you lead with nice, and you're leading with acceptance, so you're and empathy too, because you're saying nice, and Sarah, why don't we talk about that idea after the meeting so I can find out more about the idea you have? Or nice, and Sarah, let's talk to customer service and see if this is something our customers are asking for. Or nice, and I like this idea. Why don't we try it this way? So by doing this, it slows you down as a leader from just rejecting every idea under the sun, right? It's easy to say no. Nice, and this mindset of nice, and this approach to using nice, and slows you down long enough to even think about it. And believe it or not, instead of just saying no, you could say nice, and then go talk to customer service or go talk to your actual customers or talk to sales and find out if this is something they have been asking for, something they need, because as it may turn out, this might be a really great idea, or it may be an idea that if you dig in a little deeper and have a coffee after the meeting and just tell me more about it or over lunch or something like that, then you could find out, okay, well, maybe Sarah wasn't communicating it quite as well as she could have. Now that we've had a coffee, I totally understand where she's coming from. And yeah, this is a great idea. So this is how ideas come. And without this kind of acceptance and leading with this acceptance, then everything gets rejected and innovation never happens.
And I think this is so important, and why I loved listening to this example when I first heard it and this on your webcast was, it is, you know, we work in a creative industry, and everyone listening right now, you are very creative. You work with creative people, you lead creative people, or, you know, you're part of these creative environments. And it is that example you just gave, Dave, of I'm saying that's the stupidest idea ever. That just, you're right. There's nothing that'll kill creativity or team culture and openness and dialogue and great ideas faster than just shutting down people's ideas. And so I think this is such a great, very applicable thing that people can just start doing right away, whether in any feedback that you're giving. So I would love everyone listening, try this today, try it tomorrow, try it this week, like just try it in a conversation and see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I do a workshop or training with organizations, it's really fun because when the leadership team or the whole company, depending on the size of the company, are all using nice, and actually I had a previous client that I was following up with a while back, and she was telling me that there was a smaller company, maybe 50 people or so, and they were all like coming together for kind of an all hands type of meeting, and the CEO or the boss was offered an idea, and he said no, and they were all like nice, and he's like nice, and then it was like it turned out to be a really great experience, and that idea ended up coming to some fruition as well, I believe. So anyway, it's fun hearing that feedback when you know it's great, as you're saying, for everyone listening to try to approach your day and the conversations you have using this nice, and mindset and in even saying it. But once you get your team, once you get everybody on board and everybody is saying it, it's magical. It's really
I could see
cool.
this working so well in our personal lives too, right? Like I'm just thinking, oh, I'm going to use this on my husband and my kids. I think it would yeah. result in much better conversations. So I'm exactly. telling my kids all the time. Like I'm going to do nice hand. I love that. Okay. And then the other tip that you had was, a way to for communicating skills better, which was, so what you're saying is, which is great right. from a recap perspective, but talk us through that example for people listening.
Yeah. So mistakes happen. The portion of the avoid the wrecks mm-hmm. here, wrecks often happen in organizations because communication just breaks, and something is miscommunicated or misunderstood. So by just saying, so what you're saying is, so when somebody gives you some direction, you lead with, so what you're saying is. So if you say like, hey, Dave, I need this, package sent to our New York office and it's got to be there by 9 a.m. Monday morning, I would say, so what you're saying is this package, 9 a.m. Monday morning in New York at our office in New York. Is that what you're saying, Sarah? Is that
yes, what you're saying? Confirmed.
Right. Exactly. So a few different things happen magically when you say it out loud. First of all, your brain picks up on the fact that you're now verbally repeating something. So you've heard it and now you're verbally repeating it. So your brain's like, huh, all right, this must be important because he's saying it. So it helps you to retain and remember this information. A great example of this, by the way, is, if you're, back to the office, or remember when we worked from offices, and you're walking down the hallway and somebody's walking towards you, let's say it's your boss, and she says, hey, something tells you to do something or whatever it is. And then you get back to your desk and you sit there and you're like,
can't remember.
Right. So just by repeating it out loud, but it also then lets the person who's giving you this information or this request, they believe in you. They trust you. They're like, okay, Sarah just repeated the information. So she knows, she understands 9 a.m. Monday morning, right? And it also helps to prevent issues or prevent confusion. Because if you said 9 a.m., Tuesday morning or in our Buffalo office rather than Manhattan or whatever it is. So, just by repeating the information, you make sure that you're getting it, you're receiving it correctly, and the person then feels trust in you because you've just repeated it. So it's just a great way of repeating it. And by the way, also works at home.
Yeah, I could see that. I liked it too, because how many times as well are we in conversations with people and then maybe the other person isn't being as clear as we ideally want to be, or they're just thinking something out loud and so they're processing it. So I think in those like ideation discussions, when you recap it like that at the end, I think it helps give everyone clarity, like you're saying, because then, and just to make sure you took away from it what they took away from it too. So I think it's a great reminder, again, another arsenal piece in our toolkits, just to be better communicators on a day-to-day basis. So I thought those were super applicable for my audience.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I really do. I do find it helps so much. Just as I mentioned, repeating information out loud, my book is called New Business Networking, and I wrote a lot about networking nicely and going to conferences and meeting people and so forth. But, a lot of people say, I can never remember someone's name. And the same rule applies. Like if you say, oh, it's great to meet you, Sarah, and then you talk a little bit more and you're like, oh, that's a great idea, Sarah. Okay. Well, it was great meeting you, Sarah. Nice seeing you. And, I'll follow up, bye, Sarah, or something, not that many times because that'd be weird. But over a period of time. But just again, by repeating the person's name, that helps you remember that information. So it's the same sort of concept there. And all of this is in that ROI of nice webcast on my website.
Perfect. Too. Okay. So is there anything else I should ask you about the nice method that I haven't already asked yet?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we've definitely scratched the surface on it. One question I get a lot is, Dave, I work for a real estate company, or I work for a healthcare company. I'm not a tech mm-hmm. company. And on my website, you know, I say I try to focus on serving fast growing technology companies and VCs and, you know, those invested in fast growing, tech mm-hmm. companies. However, I'm also, you know, I won't, you know, if it's a good fit, don't be scared. And also most businesses these days are actually tech companies, whether you know it or not. I mean, your healthcare company is probably, if it's a SaaS, it's probably a tech company too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, to that point, don't let the language scare you away if you're not a tech company. But I do, my sweet spot is in technology, just because I've worked for software and hardware companies, and I've had, you know, clients and serve, you know, clients like you mentioned, Google on LinkedIn and others.
Yeah. So. Perfect. Okay. Well, I like making things really actionable for folks. So we're just about ready to wrap up, but before we end, what would you say is like one thing or one or two things that you would want my listeners to do as a takeaway after listening today?
Reach out to me. Oftentimes, you know, when you listen to a podcast or you read a book or a blog post or whatever, you go on to the next thing, but instead reach out. You know, I'm at Dave Delaney and all the places, or my email is dave@futureforth.com. So you can reach out, say hello, let me know what you thought of our conversation. And if you have questions, you know, I'm not some pushy sales type or anything like that. So yeah, just don't be shy. Reach out and say hello.
Excellent. And I'm going to make sure to, in the show notes, everyone, I'll put all the links to the places we've been talking about. So I'll put Dave's contact information there, and I'll put that free 30-minute webcast for the ROI of NICE. And is it the resignation calculator? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, the great resignation calculation. Yes.
So I'll put links to all of that in the show notes. So if you're listening to this on the go, just click on in and you'll be able to see that link, and then you can find all the ways to connect with Dave. Okay. So then, Dave, I was just going to ask how people can find you online, but you already, I think you gave us a great say again to that, which was at Dave Delaney everywhere. Do you have any primary social channels that you spend more time on than others?
I've been on Twitter for like 15 years now. So I tend to be on Twitter a fair amount. You can find me on LinkedIn too. Just remember to send a customized connection request. Otherwise I'll just probably ignore it. I have this whole process of dealing with LinkedIn connection requests, but the key thing is always to include a personal note when you're sending a connection request to let the person know, you know, how you know each mm-hmm. other, or how you know why you want to connect. I think that's a good tip. Not just for connecting with me, by the way, that's for anyone. But yeah, I'm at Dave Delaney on most of the social networks, so you'll find me. I'm not doing the TikTok mm-hmm. thing.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Not there yet. Well, perfect. Thank you for joining. I think that's a great overview on how the NICE method works, who it benefits, how it helps us be better leaders, how it can help with employee retention, just improving culture, and driving an ROI, both personally and then for the business, which is great. So thank you so much, Dave, for joining us today. This was a great conversation.
Thanks so much, Sarah. And remember, everybody, if you enjoy the podcast, to leave a review for Sarah and share it. Thank you. Because that is one of the nicest things you can do for your fellow, or not your fellow, but your podcasting friends, is rate and review and share, because that's always a nice thing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I did not ask him to say that, folks. So thank you. Yeah, definitely check out Dave's podcast too, the NICE podcast, and check out more of what he has to say over there. So until next time, Kindred Speakers. High fives for finishing another episode. When faced with an obstacle, you're the type of person who gets better instead of bitter. I hope you feel creatively inspired and invite you to check back often for more goodness from me and my guest. If you want more actionable advice and inspiration, head over to kindredspeak.com for show notes, all discount codes from today's episode, and to sign up for my newsletter. Subscribe now to the Marketing with Empathy podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcast. And if you'd be so kind, will you please leave me a review? This helps my podcast get noticed by others. Keep smiling.